This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Two large-scale musical works will complement each other this weekend in Albuquerque. The Brahms Requiem and Elgar's Enigma Variations are both on the program when the New Mexico Philharmonic returns Saturday night to Pope Joy Hall and Sunday afternoon to the National Hispanic Cultural Center. The Philharmonic welcomes back for the concerts guest conductor Dante Anzolini. And Maestro Anzolini is with us this morning at KUNM. Maestro, welcome back to New Mexico.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you back here.
Thank you.
This is a fascinating pairing of works, and unusual, I would say. Elgar's Enigma Variations, the Brahms Requiem. What are the advantages of hearing these works side by side?
When you pick up a program, you think of the reality of the concert in many different levels. One important thing is that in your concert, you have a chorus. When you have a chorus and we are doing such a piece like a Requiem, it's a monument of our culture, and you know that your orchestra is going to be an accompanist, a phenomenal accompanist to that piece, you also want the orchestra to shine. You want them to play a piece that is at the same time well-known by the public, and like it's a big celebration of what the orchestral language is. On a different level, you usually relate concepts that are the idea, the basic idea that creates the pieces. The prevailing truth behind the piece or behind any monument of our culture is always rooted to the composer, his life, his background, his needs, his interests, his loves, his letters. And Requiem about death, and death has always been and will always be an enigma. Death is something that we cannot comprehend as much as we cannot even deeply comprehend life. The enigma, in a superficial level, was a trick playing around about the construction of the theme. Elgar, he loved these tricks. Partly, the whole trick of doing art, the whole act of trying to transform our own experience into an object that can be loved or hated, you never know, is for me as much as enigma as death. And behind the concept of having these two big pieces where two groups shine, it has also to do with that the two pieces are also, they come from the same kind of world, romantic world. There are not many years in between. There are 30 years between the conception of one and the other. Again, and then go back and forth, Elgar and Brahms, the fact that Elgar loved his music, Brahms' music. He himself played the sonatas, and he talks in his letters about Brahms' music. So the pairing is strange, maybe, because you don't get a program where you have these two big pieces. But there is an inner logic in the language, the themes, the ideas about life, death, love, the fact that they are both self-expressions in a romantic way, not in the classical way, nor in the avant-garde way, of those very, very important ideas that we all human beings share, very important themes that we would like to discover what is behind, and maybe we can't. Yeah.
Maestro Dante Anzolini leads the New Mexico Philharmonic and guests in the Brahms Requiem and Elgar's Enigma Variations. Tomorrow night, Saturday at 6 at Pope Joy Hall, and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets or information, go to nmphil.org. Many thanks for joining us this morning, Maestro.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.